The Tokyo Paralympics are just round the corner, and once again, for blind and partially sighted people, Channel 4 will be providing access through audio description by Red Bee Media. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Rachel Yendall from Channel 4 and Red Bee audio describer George Rose. Hello, Rachel and George, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Toby.
Firstly, Rachel, why is it so important for Channel 4 as a broadcaster to provide access through audio description for the on-air and on-demand programming for the Paralympic Games?
So Channel 4, over a number of years now, we've been ramping up kind of where we look at accessibility. And I think really sort of since 2012 Paralympics, we have decided accessibility is integral to what we do. If you think of the amount of people that could be potentially missing out on content, and Channel 4 really, within its remit, it is there to be inclusive. It is there to make sure that others can enjoy content. So I think we've seen it as really, really important that content is made accessible for all. And we've done that a range of content, but I think sort of the Paralympics kind of really does celebrate kind of our sporting talent, and it's right that we make that available to everyone.
And how much of the Tokyo Games will you be providing with audio description? Is it just the closing ceremonies and opening ceremonies, or is it the sort of the actual sporting events as well?
For Tokyo, we've got a range of content, so we'll be starting with the opening ceremony, which we will provide open enhanced commentary on 4/7, and that's in tandem with live signing as well. And then we will also be providing a range of the kind of highlight shows and also the last leg, which will also have audio description as well as signing. And we'll be providing that over the course of kind of all the games. And then when we come to the closing ceremony as well, we will have open audio description yet again and signing. So we're trying to make sure that, you know, each day you will get not only entertainment, but you will get also the kind of sports package as well in an accessible version.
George, as a describer, is this the first time you've described a live TV event like this? And is it very different to describing sort of normal TV output like drama?
Yes, this is going to be my first experience of providing live audio description, which I'm incredibly excited but also very apprehensive about. It's almost, in terms of in relation to our pre-recorded programmes that we work on, we're almost having to throw out our entire rule book. Normally we have time to craft every description so that it perfectly fits, hopefully, what we're working on. And this time we're very much acting off the cuff, describing it as you see it. So I'm hoping that lots of years of experience, coming up to 20 years of experience, will stand me in good stead in terms of describing what I'm seeing. And our whole team at Red Bee Media is going to be working really, really hard to try and make this the best experience ever.
Have you done much preparation, you know, sort of looking forward to, especially the live audio description?
Well, we've had a little rehearsal with the 2016 opening and closing ceremonies just to get an idea of what's going on. But we really don't know how these ceremonies are going to work, what they're going to feature. So we're doing as much research and prep as we possibly can about every subject under the sun, most of which I'm sure we won't use, but we're ready to respond to what's happening. And actually, during the rehearsal, it actually came quite easily for us to do our job.
And I know you'll be describing some of the sporting content as well. Have there been any particular sports that might have been a little bit tricky to describe, and ones that you've may have had to done a little bit more research on to find out more about each sport?
Certainly, we've been doing lots of research on all of the individual sports so that we've got a good basic understanding of those sports. I think in particular, the sports which are going to require a little more effort for us are those ones that are specific to the Paralympics. For example, things like boccia and goalball.
Yeah, which are very much specific sort of Paralympic sports and not sort of general sports. An audio description is a bit in a way like painting a picture of what is happening, focusing on the main subject as well as describing the surroundings and the atmosphere as well. Is it going to be tricky not having a crowd in Tokyo to sort of describe those crowd reactions as things happen?
I think it is a lot more difficult without the crowd there because our audience is going to be responding to how that audience responds. So cheering and clapping, applauding, gasps. So as a describer, I'm going to be trying to put across all those elements of exciting, dynamic action in the audio description. And the whole Redby Media team are going to be doing the same. So we're looking forward to working on the highlights and the last leg.
Yeah, because I can imagine the last leg is going to be a great one to describe there because I love the last leg and incredibly funny and they get up to some interesting things on that programme too. Finally, Rachel, could you give me a bit of a rundown of the events that are going to be audio described and also for the Tokyo Paralympic Games, how visually impaired people can access the audio description?
Yes, absolutely. So we start with the opening ceremony, which is a simulcast of the Channel 4 event, and that's 11:30 next Tuesday, which is the 24th of August. And that will have open enhanced commentary and live signing. We will also then have the last leg. So when the last leg starts on the 25th, we will turn that around to have open audio description, and it lands on more for around about kind of 3 in the morning. That's then made available on all four, our on-demand service. Then we also have audio described versions of the highlight show, which is called Today in Tokyo, and that will be on Channel 4 at 11 p.m. each night. You will then get that as well on all four. And I think it's also important to say we are subtitling more content than ever before. So not only across our linear platform, but also across our platforms, we have sports streams as well, which are going to be subtitles as well, 550 hours. And we've also, in some of the kind of support programming we've done, so Johnny's Blade Camp, that has audio description. So I think we have tried really to make this the most accessible Paralympics possible, which I think is, you know, it's a fantastic testament, you know, to the Redby team, to the teams at Channel 4. They have done an incredible job. This is no mean feat, particularly in these challenging circumstances. So we're really, really excited about it.
Well, like many other visually impaired people, I will be following the Tokyo Paralympic Games on Channel 4 and very much looking forward to all the audio described content. And thank you very much indeed, Rachel Yendall from Channel 4 and George Rose from Redby Media for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
Thank you, Toby.